Good morning and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is John with Daily Inspirations this morning. Welcome. And this morning I want to encourage us to make our calling and election sure. The Apostle Peter says that we should make our calling and election sure. In Hebrews, it says it's appointed unto man once to die, then after this, the judgment. In Ecclesiastes 12, verse 5, it says this, also when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fear shall be in the way, the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be burdened, and desire shall fail, because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets. Recently, I experienced the death of an uncle, and just thinking about death, and here it says that man goeth to his long home. And I had to think of that already, of that phrase, long home. Where will your long home be? Forever and ever and ever and ever. Throughout eternity, while the ages roll, forever and ever and ever. Our long home will be forever. The scripture teaches us that the majority of the people in the world, that their long home is going to be in hell. And I had to think already here in our homes. I know sometimes we like to change. We like variety. We like to sometimes just move furniture around because, you know, you just like a little bit of change. We're creatures that do like some change, you know. We just don't like the same old scenery all the time. And so, you know, whether it's in landscaping or whatever it may be, you know, if we all look at our lives, you know, we see after so long, we change this a little bit or change that. And, you know, even our meals, you know, we don't like the same meal over and over and over, two times a day, the same meal for a whole month. You know, you like change. But in our long home, there's no change. You know, if we, for those of us who are going to heaven, you know, we won't want change. Our long home will be perfect. Our long home will be a blessing. But what about the majority of the world, where they're going to spend their long home? As we read the scripture, they desire change. They desire to come out of that place. They desire deliverance. But there's not going to be any change in their long home. And so this morning, as I share that, where will you spend your long home? It'll be forever and ever. Have you made your calling and election sure by having your sins cleansed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ? And are you walking in faith that what Jesus Christ did on the cross is sufficient for you? You know, Peter says that we are not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without spot, without blemish, who was foreordained for us. You know, Christ gave his life so that our long home can be, that we can be blessed in our long home. In John chapter 14, he says, I go to prepare a place for you. Let not your heart be troubled. And so your long home, Christ is preparing for those who want that long home with him. He says, whosoever will may come. And so this morning, I just want to encourage you to make your calling and election sure. You know, be obedient to the word. obey God and His commandments. The scripture says, by this we love God if we keep His commandments in 1 John. And so this morning, where will you spend your long home? Will you be happy in your long home? Will you be blessed in your long home? Or will it be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth forever and ever in your long home? So thank you for listening, and God bless. Let's close in a prayer. Father in heaven, we bow our hearts here before you, Lord, and thank you for your word. Thank you that your word teaches us these things, Lord, that we can prepare for our long home. Your word says that we should prepare to meet you, God, and I just pray that you would help us to continually walk by faith and prepare, Lord. And I just pray, Lord, that you would show us those things in our lives that are not pleasing to you, Lord, and that we could repent and walk in purity and holiness before you all the days of our life. Just pray for all those who are listening, Lord, that you would bless their day and cause them to prosper in the faith and grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.